FM 94.3 WJTL, Third Day with Revival, Zach Williams, Old Church Choir, and Seventh-day Slumber. We are The Broken. Good morning to you at 7:50.
Good morning. This is Intern Quinn here with your forecast. Today we're looking at cloudy skies with the chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms as well with a low of 67. Tomorrow for Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 87. And right now, it is 67 degrees.
We'd like to thank these business listeners for their generous support. Mark Martin Motors in Mannheim. Over 100 low-mileage pickup trucks, SUVs, minivans, and cars. MarkMartinMotors.com. And Walter Services, portable toilet rentals for parties, weddings, and all occasions, including luxury restroom trailers. 800-690-5756. WaltersPortableToilets.com.
Our very special guest from the Unveiling Prophetic School, Brian Conley and Morgan Dietz, are here. Good morning again, guys.
Hey, friend.
Great to have you both here. Brian Conley is the teaching pastor there. And Brian, tell us about the Unveiling Prophetic School.
Sure. Well, the big thing, Fred, is it's really the school is based out of my life's journey of coming from a very broken home, dealing with things like rejection, having God heal those broken places in my life. So we were talking earlier about it being four semesters, and that's really essentially the first semester. It's really one of the reasons why Jesus came in Isaiah 61 was to bind the brokenhearted. And there's a lot of people with a lot of broken places in their life, and I was one of them, and I made the comment that I let him, you know, save me. I didn't let him love me for a very long time. And I feel very blessed in the sense that very early on in my relationship with God, he taught me the importance of valuing his presence and seeking his presence. Because so often in the church today, we tell people, listen, you just need to worship Jesus. You need to pray. But who's really teaching people how to do that? Who's actually walking people through? How do you engage the presence of God? How do you wait on him? What does his voice sound like? Because the school is the name actually comes from Romans 8:19. All of creation is eagerly waiting for the revealing or the unveiling of the sons and daughters of God. And the sons and daughters of God hear his voice, you know. So each and every believer has the ability to hear God's voice and to say what he's saying. That is essentially what the school is, Fred. It's we're binding broken places of a person's life and heart. We're teaching them in the second semester about the importance of a relationship with God and how to hear his voice. And then the third and fourth semester, these are ways where they actually are practicing what they learn outside on friends and family first is the third semester. And then in the fourth semester, we're encouraging them to take risk on what it means to minister in public, what it means to actually, you know, say, you know, I was, for example, you know, I have a story where, you know, because I, to the best of my ability, I'm teaching by example and sharing testimonies with the students. One Sunday morning, you know, I was in the shower. I was getting ready to go to service. I knew I was going to go into the local Rutters where I live, and I knew there was going to be the same woman that's always there every single Sunday morning. And I'm in the shower, and I'm praying, and I felt like I heard the Lord say, that woman is a very good mom. Mm. Now, I don't even know if she has children.
Right.
So there's risk involved.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I go to Rutter's, I get my coffee, the highly caffeinated coffee, Fred, because that's what, four girls, that's what you need in the
morning.
That's
what you need,
so
yeah.
So I go in there and I said, and I teach the students this, take risk, because sometimes faith is risk. You step out and say, hey, this might sound weird to you, and I don't even know if you believe in this stuff. But I was in the shower, and I felt like the Lord brought you to my mind, because people have these experiences all the time. We write them off.
Right.
We're driving in the car. Somebody comes to our mind, and we're like, oh, that's just me, or, you know. And it could be the Lord saying, I want you to give them a call, or I want to say something to this person. Check
right.
in on them, you know.
Right.
And so I drive, you know, I go there, and I said, you know, I told the woman, this might sound strange, but I really feel like God wants you to know that you're a good mom. And her eyes just welled up with tears.
Yeah.
And in that moment, whether she believes in Jesus or not, she has to deal with the fact that somebody took the time to hear God for her and share those kinds of things. So it's not complicated. Everybody is capable of doing this, you know. But it's creating an atmosphere where we can take risk and we practice in class, you know. But we really need to deal with identity, Fred. There's so many people in the church that, you know, they're wearing a false identity. You know, like Lazarus comes out of the tomb and he's still wearing the clothes of a dead man. And Jesus says, unbind him.
Yeah.
So we've got to get these grave clothes off of people, the hurt, the pain, the baggage, and help them really live.
Wow. That's powerful. Morgan Dietz is with us. She's the school administrator. Morgan, not only are you now the administrator, but you are a graduate of the program. Mm-hmm. You went through it. Tell us a little bit about your experiences.
Yeah. So like Brian may mention too, the first semester really does go after identity, what it means to be a son and daughter of God. And for me personally, it was a hard journey, but it was so good. And God was so good in his goodness and just his faithfulness. He just made it so evident to me. And in that, I grew so much more in confidence with my relationship with him. And even from that, from the first semester till now, like I've grown in such a huge way just because I know like he's for me, like he's my best friend. That's how we roll. And the school really just helped bring that out. So
that's awesome. Now, school starts this fall.
Yes,
tell us about that.
For a third class, Gamma class starts October 22nd, and it runs for 8 weeks, so it ends mid-December. And we meet every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Praise Community Church. Yeah.
And it's a two-year program,
it
goes in four semesters.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, the first semester really deals with identity, and it's not until the third and fourth semester that we actually start practicing and applying what we're learning, because we can't minister in love until we first know that we are loved.
And remind us where your church is.
It's off of Mount Rose Avenue, so I-83, so not...
In York?
Yeah, in York.
Yeah, if folks want to sign up or even just get more information, the best thing they could do is visit you online.
Yeah, so unveilingschool.com. We have a lot of the questions are answered there, but certainly if you have more questions, reach out to us. We will get back to you. And application and tuition fees, everything is online. Yeah.
The Unveiling Prophetic School kicks off October 22nd. It's every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. It's for 8 weeks, and you can find out all the information online, unveilingschool.com. Brian and Morgan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Fred.
We really enjoyed having you. Back to the music we go with Laura Story, What a Savior.